Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle Age number 74. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Just hanging out, having a good time.
I thought he was our award-winning sound engineer.
He ain't going to get it every time.
He didn't get it.
His head can barely fit through the door.
Oh,
my gosh. Look at him, looking at that.
Sasquatch.
Well, I made him redo it. So
salivating over his trophy. His trophy.
It is. It's a little wet. All that saliva.
Got a little puddle around it. You guys doing okay?
He's proud.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Episode 74 for a mini. That's pretty good.
74.
Yeah, it? Cruising.
Cruising. Usually I'm cruising for a bruising. but we're cruising to 75.
That's at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always great. Cruising for a bruising.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Creepies, we're glad you can join us for this middle-aged mini. Mm-hmm. And let's get right to it. Sean, tell the listeners what we're going to talk about.
Well, I'm going to give credit where credit's due, and that's for me, because this was my pick. So if it's a total flop, you can be like... Hey, we're Sean.
Floppy fish.
Floppy. This is going to be on the dark side of the moon. Pink Floyd?
No. Pink Floyd? Anybody?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
See you on the dark side of the moon. You know I had to do that. Oh.
1973.
At least we know what you're going to use for TikTok, right?
I think.
That sounds right. I wasn't alive, but.
You weren't? No, that's right.
No, I do have to
pull up. I was two.
March 1st, 1973, by Harvest Records. Yeah.
Mm.
By the PM.
We're going to talk about the actual Dark Side of the Moon, right?
The actual moon.
The cheese.
Not
the
anybody pulling their pants down.
The album.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a whole thing on the album.
Oh.
I was kidding.
That's what I had too.
Yeah, so.
Shucks.
Want to give the creepies a little foundation?
I do. Well, it's kind of weird to give the foundation because it's the side of the moon that we never see. Basically,
yeah.
But we'll give.
They say, but or we think.
We think, right?
Yeah.
This is a little different way than because you look it up on Wikipedia, it comes up with the Pink Floyd album. So there's no.
Yeah, but on Wikipedia, you have to look at Far Side.
The Far Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you find it then? Is it on there? Oh, you read it then. I've got.
Okay.
The far side of the moon is the lunar hemisphere that always faces away from the Earth. Opposite to the near side. Imagine that.
Weird.
I love
come up with that.
Science.
Oh, wow.
Science.
Because of synchronous rotation.
What?
I don't know.
That sounds right.
In the moon's orbit. Compared to the near side, the far side terrain is rugged, with multitude of impact craters and relatively few flat and dark lunar maria, which is seas, giving it an appearance closer to other barren places in the solar system, such as Mercury and Callisto.
Hmm.
I've never heard that one.
Sounds made up.
It has one of the largest craters in the solar system, the South Pole Aitken Basin. The hemisphere is sometimes called the dark side of the moon, where dark means unknown instead of lacking sunlight. Both sides of the moon experience 2 weeks of sunlight, while the opposite side experiences 2 weeks of night.
Yeah, I said the whole
moon no dark side.
Does get exposure to the sun, but
we just never see it.
Correct. Fascinating subject.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So if it's the rear to us of the moon, is that like the butt end of the moon?
We said we were not going to talk about
butt
cheeks and
rear. Dang it! I thought it was interesting because it makes us think like, I mean, the Earth rotates and it goes around the sun, right? And then the moon rotates around us, but it doesn't rotate, right? So it's called tidal locking, and that's the phenomenon by which a body has the same rotational period as its orbit period around a partner. So the moon is tidally locked to the Earth because it rotates in exactly the same time as it takes to orbit the Earth. Mm-hmm. That is why we only see one side of the moon, which I think is interesting. If you really stop and think about it, if you remember those, the models in school, you know, is kind of weird the way that it all the rotation happens. But, I don't know. Like I said, I don't pretend to understand it completely or why, you know, those gravitational holds and the physics and everything, but it is a thing, right? But yeah, I think this does dive into conspiracy theories and all kind of fun stuff. And what is the moon made of? And is it hollow and all that kind of stuff? I also think it's interesting. There's been a lot of talk about why Gouda. I think Gouda, honestly, let's be honest, maybe cheddar. I know there's all kind of different theories, and, you know, we could speak on hours, or we speak for hours on some of the conspiracies, but that the fact that the moon is huge compared to the Earth as far as satellites go, and other moons, you know, this moon would seem to fit more in a larger planet. Potentially, you know, some people have said that it's a piece of the Earth that maybe was knocked off, or an asteroid, but it's awfully perfectly spherical. So that I find that correct. Kind of interesting. And we don't, for it being so close, and we have, you know, our last moon mission was what, 69. So, or at least landing on the moon. But I know there've been other missions, but, it's interesting that we don't know a whole lot about it, or at least, you know, the common person doesn't. I don't think we do. And some people, we can't even agree whether we landed on the moon. I personally think that we did. I like to believe that we did. It seems kind of silly why we wouldn't have, you know. But that's up for debate, I'm sure, to some people. So, it, like I said, it opens up a bit of an interesting topic. It says a Chinese robot has started exploring the far side of the moon. The Chang'e 4, I'm trying not saying that right, 4 probe will explore the surface and carry out geological experiments. China plans to follow this up with further missions to explore or to return moon rock to laboratories on Earth. But it's not just scientists who are fascinated with the moon's hidden face. Musicians, filmmakers, and of course, conspiracy theorists have all been inspired by that secret barren landscape. And like we said before, there's no dark side of the moon, really. As a matter of fact, it's all dark. For music fans, the phase Dark Side of the Moon will forever conjure up Pink Floyd's 1973 concept album. In reality, the far side of the moon is not dark. We never see it because the moon orbits the Earth around this at the same rate as it spins. All parts of the moon receive sunlight. It's likely the members of Pink Floyd weren't referring to this phenomenon of tidal locking with their album title, though. For them, the dark side of the moon is a metaphor for mental illness.
I read that same thing.
Yeah, and I love the light coming through the prism and then coming out in the rainbow. I mean, like, that's forever linked with Pink Floyd.
Very popular. Yes.
Yes.
In that same article, it says that there have been claims that astronauts saw a secret lunar base there, even some kind of castle, and some have even gone so far as to suggest aliens were encountered on the lunar surface. NASA, unsurprisingly, says there is no truth to any of these theories. Wow, weird. Can't believe they deny that.
Well, there's supposed to be photographs and video of what looks like, you know, satellites on the moon or bases, UFOs landing and taking off around there. And again, it's you know, it seems pretty far-fetched, right?
Yeah.
There's also, supposedly, they hit the moon. I forget what year it was. They hit it with a projectile, and it rang for quite a while, like it was hollow. So there's, you know, like it's some kind of a Death Star base, you know, that it's on. So there's all, or that we're being controlled by the moon and all these kind of things. And who knows anymore nowadays, anything's possible, but the moon has been believed for many eons to have effects on people's moon. If the moon affects the moons, the moon affects the moods here on Earth for, like I said, eons. We still say full moons bring out the crazies, the lunatics, right? The lunar, the lunar moon. So it's interesting though. And it does seem to affect hospitals and mental patients, and, you know, it seems like babies are born more than, you know, so statistically speaking, who knows, but we still hold on to those beliefs to this day, right?
Yeah.
So the moon holds a lot of power. So obviously the part of it we don't see, you know, it leads us to start thinking, you know, I don't know what's going on over there. What's happening? Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's interesting to talk about some of these things, but who knows really what's going on over there.
Going back to the hollow moon thing, mm-hmm. on HBO Max, there is the movie Moonfall.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
Sort of goes with that whole theory. Mm-hmm. Very, very good movie, in my opinion.
What, is it a movie or a series?
Movie.
It's a movie? Okay.
Yep.
You were telling me pretty recent. The other day.
Hmm? Like a recent?
Yes. Yes, movie? It came out in 2022.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very recent.
Cool. Yeah, I've never heard of it. What's it called again?
Moonfall.
Moonfall. Not Moon River.
Not Moonlight.
Not Moonheart. Moon Night.
Sort of gives you a different way of looking of how the human species came to be, mm-hmm. on Earth.
Okay.
It's really, really interesting.
Through the moon.
Yeah. Very,
Moonies.
Very, mind opening.
Did you say Moonies?
Moonies. Moonies. Yeah, that's all another thing.
I don't want to know. Says researchers are getting closer to exploring these, polar craters on the moon. Mm-hmm. Says some of which have never seen the light of day. Literally. They are deep and in just the right place to never have had the sunshine onto the crater floor. There are certainly dark parts of the moon, but the whole far side isn't one of them. I would love to go see a moon crater. Would you like to go see a moon crater?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. There's a picture from that Chang'e 4 lander. Mm-hmm. It says the sharp crater behind and to the left of the landing site is 12,800 feet across and 1,970 feet deep. That's a big crater.
That is a big crater, yeah.
Awesome.
It says the ancient Babylonians recorded the phases of the moon on clay tablets, but it wasn't until Isaac Newton identified gravity in the 18th century that we began to understand its effects on the tides. Mm-hmm. And in 1959, so that wasn't that long ago, Russian probe took the first photographs of the moon's hidden face, and it was first seen by the naked eye almost 10 years later when American astronauts flew past.
Hmm. I had never, until you mentioned this episode topic, I had never really considered the dark side of the moon. I mean, I knew the song and Pink Floyd and all that, but I never knew there was actually a dark side of the moon phenomenon or whatever, you know,
yeah.
Conspiracy theories and all that, aliens and all, you know. So I'm learning a lot.
There's a 1990 horror film entitled The Dark Side of the Moon, mm-hmm. that tells the story of a group of astronauts who discover an abandoned shuttle there. They later discover it went missing in the Bermuda Triangle, and it is home to an alien which feeds on human souls. That is scary.
No, I don't see why that would be.
It only gets a score of 2.6 on Rotten Tomatoes, so I would not probably go check it out, but it's interesting that it made it to the silver screen.
It is weird to think that we haven't been back to the moon in...
They're working on that.
53 years.
Yeah, they are. They are working.
Yeah, they just shot a rocket.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
What are you eating now, Nate?
Skittles.
Skittles. He's been eating Skittles. That's been his go-to for tonight.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything on the moon, period. I mean, in my opinion. You know, they're talking about aliens and...
I want to go up there and see if it dings like the Taco Bell dong.
You get hit with a mallet.
Yeah, right.
With the Gallagher's Sledge-O-Matic.
Sledge-O-Matic.
I don't think there's a whole lot
God
of
rest his
life,
soul, by the way. Yeah, he passed away
a few days ago. Last week. Yeah.
76.
Mm-hmm. Posted a video about him. Yeah. I saw his brother in concert.
He was my dad's favorite comedian. We watched a bunch of his specials.
Very, very clever.
They say that the China's U-2-2 rover spotted a cube-shaped mystery, quote-unquote, mystery hut on the far side of the moon. It looked like it was some kind of a base. Mm-hmm. So hard to tell. The Chinese, they're finding all kind of stuff, right?
Mm.
So these detailed photographs, who knows? It's kind of like the photographs that they take of Mars that are, you know, potentially misconstrued. You know, maybe there's some truth to it. Who knows? It would be interesting to look into it a little bit more, but...
Here's a few fast facts, as they call it, about the dark side of the moon. It says the term dark side of the moon is really a misnomer for the far side. Each side of the moon is dark for 14 Earth days each month, and the far side of the moon has been explored by the United States, Russia, and China. That's it. So only those three countries. Which, if you think about it, you'd think there'd be more.
They're basically the only countries that have space exploration capabilities.
Big enough GDP that can foster an actual space program.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking like 2022, you'd think there'd be, I mean, there's some other big countries out there that...
I think that it's funny that they say, this is theories anyway, that NASA uses the term Santa Claus to describe UFOs when they're using like a code word. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we saw Santa Claus, basically. And so that they're trying to say, up that it's actually a UFO or, you know, during their lunar landing. So, whether that's true or not, but it says, yes, NASA, there is a Santa Claus, you know, in other words, people that believe that they're just covering up alien life forms, because they say that, you know, supposedly it's kind of like Men in Black, you know, that there's alien spaceships and under, you know, if we can't see them, that they're cloaked and all this stuff. So, again, who knows? Who am I to argue with that? But I don't know if until I see it, I'm probably not going to believe it. But it is interesting to talk about. There's also supposed to be the idea that the moon contains what's called helium-3. And so that's why there's an interest in mining the lunar surface. Mm-hmm. It's thought to be an isotope that could provide safer nuclear energy in fusion reactors. It is not radioactive and would not produce dangerous waste. So that's why they're thinking that the Chinese are like, get us there.
Gotcha.
It's like they call it a... It says China discovered this stunning crystal on the moon. Mm-hmm. So, and it could be a future fuel source.
I see. I am just fascinated about the size of these craters on the moon. I didn't know they were that big.
You just want to go roll around one, don't you?
I do. I just want to take a little, like a four-wheeler.
Or like a skateboard. Mm-hmm. Do like the skate.
Right. It says, so this picture, it's a really cool picture of the moon and the dark side and all these craters. It says... the image above is an illumination map of the moon's south pole. It's a composite image built up more than 1,700 photographs captured by the Lunar Reconnaissance. That's hard to say. Orbiter over a 6-month period. It says regions. Oh, I thought you were laughing.
No, he might be.
I was like, what's regions of the pole that saw no light in that time appear black. Those that saw constant light appear white. The gray regions saw something in between. Okay. As a point of reference, the black circle near the center of the image is Shackleton Crater, an impact crater 13 miles across with a rim that casts a long, perpetual shadow on its interior. All of which is to say the dark side of the moon might not technically exist, but craters of eternal darkness, which sounds even cooler.
So cool.
That's where the aliens hide.
Could be. If there are aliens, they can live there. They can adapt.
Critters in the craters?
Critters in the craters.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever heard of the moon trees?
No.
No, that's a new one to me.
Well, they are.
He's got it. Choo, choo, choo.
I'm good. They are seeds that travel to the moon and back in the Apollo missions. And then they planted them and the tree grew.
Interesting.
Wow, that's weird.
There's actually one that I know of here in Indiana.
Really?
Down at, I believe, Lincoln State Park.
Where would that be?
Down by Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Santa Claus, which is a code word for alien.
Now it's all coming together.
Mm-hmm. Tapestry.
I knew he was an alien.
Tapestry.
You haven't said that word in a long time.
It's been a minute. Yep.
You've been waiting for that.
You're 22 writing, episodes ago.
You're writing. Darn, I didn't get to use it again. You got all these.
Snuck it in there.
Interesting. I don't have anything else. I mean, I
still love that. The fact that it's pretty, it was in a popular mechanics, article about the Chinese planning 3 moon mining missions after finding that potential new source of energy. I think that's really, I think that's really cool.
I agree. You got Nate.
Oh, this just talking about, the full moon madness myth. Is there any truth to it?
Yes, there is, of course.
Not really, but yeah, you talk to medical field people. They say there is. It says that since the moon's gravitational pull on the Earth controls ocean tides and humans are made up of roughly 60% water, with the brain composing of 73% water. Aristotle and Roman scientist Pliny the Elder believe that the moon had a similar effect or pull on us.
Hmm. Okay. I can go with that. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A little more than I thought. Yeah, definitely. When you said this topic, I'm like, really? What's up with that? But it is interesting.
I think it's
theories, you know.
I think it's interesting. This kind of gets off a little bit more. We've talked about alien stuff before, but one of the Jimmy Carter actually had a UFO sighting that he believed. And then there's also reports that he actually got report of what the alien files were, because they don't share them supposedly with any of the presidents. And if they do, they're not talking. But they say that after he saw that report, this is, again, just hearsay, I think, to me, but that he was really like distraught. So whatever information he got, he was like, oh, crap. So whatever that means.
Jimmy Carter, huh?
Jimmy Carter.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well,
the peanut farmer knows all.
Yeah, the peanut. Yeah. The Georgia.
He's taking it with him to the grave, too, I bet.
He's 112 years old.
He is. He's getting up there.
Poor Jimmy. Poor Jimmy.
God bless Mr. Carter.
How do you think it
President Carter
came to be? Any guesses? Any thoughts of how you think it was created?
Oh, are they talking about the moon itself?
Mm-hmm.
Or the dark side?
Well, yeah.
The moon.
The moon?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, God.
Well, yeah.
I mean, my faith tells me nothing different. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not telling the creepies they have to believe that, but I'd be a... Then my faith wouldn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
He created everything, every star, every planet, every... Yeah, everything. Yeah,
moon. Mm-hmm.
So, what's your...
He's thinking cheese still.
If I'm going to be a believer in God or Jesus, then I can't
yeah,
I can't think anything else.
Yeah.
I'd be a... That wouldn't make sense then. So...
Yeah.
So I'm just being, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has been with us for as long as we know. Like, you know, they say someday, think about it, if the moon burned out, what the world would be like. I mean, it'd be a lot darker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same, it's not, maybe not as big of a deal as if the sun burned out, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all be dead, but
I've seen,
a lot colder.
I've seen theories of like, while the earth was being formed, getting hit by like a big asteroid or something, and then certain portion of that sphere.
Didn't you say like there was something that the earth, part of the
earth. That's a theory.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, maybe
let me say this.
So instead of just a singular earth planet, evolving, it made it split off a little chunk and the moon was born with the earth.
Right. I'm going to say this. I think however it was, God had something to do with it.
So. Yeah, there's a plan.
I mean, it didn't just, So whether he made the earth.
Divinely created. Did,
okay, now I'm going to make this other round thing.
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah, however it came from him and he knows about it, so.
Yeah.
I do think
I see where you're going with the question.
I have looked at the moon before through telescopes, through whatever, and, there is something awe-inspiring about just staring at the face
it
of
really
the moon.
Is.
Oh, yeah.
I have myself, at least with the naked eye and with telescopes, I have not seen anything weird coming off the moon. Of course, you can't see the backside of it. But I still think that it is. It's one of those things where it's like, whatever you believe, that is something just so far beyond us that it is awe-inspiring. I completely believe that.
Yeah.
But I've done that since I was a kid and up till not that long ago.
Yeah.
Zafia, I truly feel it. It was part of the earth at one time.
Yeah, I never considered that. But
yeah. Because I don't... Something that big, if it was like actually floating through space and then got caught in the Earth's gravitational pull, I don't think the gravitational pull is strong enough to
repel it,
pluck that.
Oh,
you
I see
know,
what you're saying.
Out of its course,
maybe.
I don't know. I never thought about that. I just like he made Saturn and Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I just thought he. Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows? We'll never know until we.
Definitely not a moon base, though. No.
I don't think there's a Death Star.
Okay.
I don't think
it's hiding behind it.
It's on the dark side of the moon. We can't see it.
Every
time I walk around my room, I'm like, "Dang, God, I can't keep up."
Right.
Always turned away from me.
When you see it's a big man.
Look,
when that beam hits us, you're like, I'll be darned, I was wrong. it was a Death Star.
Trying to get left.
Sorry, guys.
No moon base. I don't think there is.
Okay.
I always think of,
Spaceballs.
Oh, well, yeah, Spaceballs. No, Airplane, when they take the second one, Airplane 2, when they take the lunar shuttle or whatever. And they land and they're hopping off in the little raft and they're on the moon, yeah. Oh, good movies. So, anything else, guys, about it?
I can't think of a thing.
I don't think so.
I'm all mooned out.
Don't be taking his...
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to go to the man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Nate, what do you got?
Time to get some moon pies up in here.
Ooh,
up in here.
Wrap.
Up in here.
Have you ever had moon pies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I want to throw up every time. The first time I'm like, this has to be like a
solid no, huh?
Oh, no. I think I'd rather eat part of the moon than.
I think the problem with.
I think there are from the moon.
Chocolate's good. Marshmallow, good. The cookie
ruins it. That's my
point. Yeah, the cookie isn't crisp. It's like stale.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chocolate marshmallow, right? I love the cookie. And then I took a bite and I wanted to throw it back.
If it is like crispy cookie,
yeah,
it might be different. And
like fresh tasting.
Yeah.
It was like chocolate, marshmallow, dirt. Right. Dirt cookie.
No thanks.
So no moon pie for me.
Tastes like cellophane.
I wish.
That'd be a step up.
It would be a step up. So, hey, Creepies, we want to thank you for listening to this middle-aged mini number 74 and our discussion on the dark side of the moon. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.